right.
Well, good.
I just had a massage.
Was it a body massage?
It was a body massage.
Did it come from a body massage machine?
No. It came from a body massage person.
Oh. So how was it?
It was fine. It was body massaging.
Body massage.
I think it's probably a good thing to get a massage in the morning. I feel way better than normal.
Do you feel relaxed?
Yeah.
Are you feeling groovy?
Probably not.
Were there oils involved?
I don't know if it was an oil. It's some kind of lotion.
Okay. On that note, welcome to our very relaxed week 832 of the Crankcast. Maybe we'll go ASMR.
I'm about to wipe her out away all that little fat. Wipe that. And talk. Frank's about to wipe away all that relaxation, Mike Scott.
Wow. I'm sure you guys would have handled that without me. Question, do any of you use password managers?
Yes.
I don't.
What?
Sorry. Should I?
Yes.
Oh, why?
Do you ever use the same password more than once?
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad idea, dude.
Also, you can't make a password as good as a... Ain't no password like a password manager password.
So shit. Oh, sorry.
Password manager password is long.
So what do I do?
Use that. I use the Apple.
Gesundheit.
The Apple recommended one. And it's installed your devices, so you don't have to worry about it. But one password is good. $30 or something like that. Probably worth it. One password's nice because you can also set up groups.
Do you think that's why my Facebook was hacked?
Yes.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Were you using the same password on your Facebook as you do on other stuff?
I don't know.
I'd be really worried about that because they could hack your email and stuff too. I was looking at KeePass.
That's fine. Now I need another massage.
Told you.
You dick.
Yeah, I was doing it old school where I had different passwords for everything, but I wrote them all down in a notebook. And that, I mean, some of them I kept like just in my browser if I didn't think they were too important. I'd still generate separate passwords, but I find that, you know, I'm coming around to that point where I need to change all my passwords again. And I'm like, I don't really want to write all this down in a notebook anymore. So I was looking at password managers.
Oh, so you've never used them?
Not yet, but I mean, I was still practicing better practices than using the same password over and over and stuff.
Okay.
The iCloud keychain that comes with Apple stuff, if you're on all Apple devices, is good enough and certainly better than nothing. I feel like 1Password is kind of the best in this regard, and that you can store like anything in there. Like they keep all of my tax documents in there and all that kind of stuff. It does one-time passwords, you know, like when they have you like scan a code and type in like a six-letter or six-digit thing as an extra stage of protection.
Sort of like a two-factor type thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it pages all that inside there so that you can get that easily. It does scanning of different password exploit sites, so that when a certain site has been cracked and the password is known to be vulnerable, it will highlight that all those passwords for you, so that you know that you need to go back and change those ones.
Well, that's a handy thing.
Yeah, it's super nice. It also lets you set up groups and things like that. So if you were at work, for example, and needed to share passwords with a bunch of people, that's a way to do it. I use it for our family also, so that like anything that's like bank account stuff or things like that, that like Pam doesn't need to know the password for, but if like I get hit by a bus, she would need to know the password for.
Right.
All that stuff is in there now so that she can get access to that.
Did you say that was OnePass or LastPass?
OnePassword.
Okay. That was one of the ones I was looking at. I was also looking at KeePass. Again, say what?
You use the one just on the Mac, Sean?
Yeah.
Well, that seems that would make sense. I mean, since your devices are all Mac-centric, I mean,
yeah.
If you don't need the extra features offered by, like...
whenever it says, do you want to take this password or you can't read it, I just say, yes, now. And then whenever I have issues with an old password, I just switch it over. Or if I forget my password, it's like... generate a new password. I'm like, okay, here's the new one that they're going to make. So, all my ancient passwords that are secretly or all the same thing. It's,
yeah, mm-hmm. I know for a fact that some of my old passwords have been exposed. Because I get those phishing emails where they say they've planted a bug on my computer and they've been using my camera to capture everything I do.
I've been watching you masturbate.
And I kind of laugh at those because I don't have a camera on my computer. So.
Because I masturbate so frequently.
Well, that too.
I already uploaded a motherfucker. What do you need to do now? Check out my Pornhub.
But, like, in those phishing emails, they'll use, like, you know, passwords I was using back in the mid-aughts and stuff.
Porndove.com.
Porndove?
It's a subsidiary of Jimmy Jaffa Shots Incorporated, bringing you inner peace.
Mm.
Well, you know, if you want to get it, porndove.com isn't actually resolving to a site right now.
Oh, you need to do porndove.com. Grab a hold. Oh, I get it, because doves are like peace. Like, man, grab a hold of my olive branch.
No.
Oh, he's really thought about this.
This is awful.
Well, thanks for your feedback. I like the responses, because I'm kind of, you know, waiting in the unknown territory for me right now.
Wow. I had to change. I got a new bank account. And so I had to get a new... passcode for my card. And that has been... of my existence for the last 2 weeks.
Why?
So you could punch me in your own. Yeah, my old credit card, like, code, you know?
Mm.
Like your ATM PIN code?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just realizing I haven't used mine in so long I forgot what it was. Shit. Huh.
You're like, you cannot do this. And I was like, that is what I have been doing. It's like, fuck.
Would you say, see, because I'm also looking for something to install on my parents' computer, because they're getting to the point now where they are having trouble keeping track of their passwords.
Oh, yeah.
And I really don't want them to start just reusing the same one over and over.
Okay, jeez.
And my parents, it's not like my parents are computer illiterate, but they're not super savvy. I sometimes still have to walk my dad through, like, copying and pasting.
For a while, we were like, okay, I added the same last two numbers at the end over and over again enough times. Does this one have an exclamation point?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've done that.
I think there was one time when I was going through changing them all, and I was just taking random words from TV shows I was watching.
I mean, that's what
why
they
would
say.
You remember that?
That's what they say, yeah, is the best way. Looks like. Was it like four words that aren't related?
Yeah, I'd throw in like, you know, 3 to 4 words plus numbers and punctuation, you know?
I did love when that article came out where it was the guy who created those original rules of having numbers and special characters in your, and capital and lowercase letters in your password to make them safe. How he came out and said he just made up those rules. Yeah. Trying to do any research, so he just like made up those rules, and that's what everyone was using. It's been using for like the past few decades.
Yeah.
More protection from rainbow tables.
Wait a minute. Do I want to know?
I don't know. Do you? It probably won't enhance your calm.
Well, you fucked that up, didn't you?
Well, it's just my fault.
Yeah. Your fault.
You should have got the extra heavy duty body massage.
I didn't think that I would have to be dealing with you today.
And by that I mean the body massage by heavy duty as opposed to Roadblock.
Oh.
I like the idea that they get Mike on the table, you know, they're massaging him, getting them all relaxed, and they're like, so tell me, Mike, what's your baseball password? He's like, oh, yeah, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. This was just A, B, C, D.
The sad thing is I probably know a couple of passwords that Mike still uses.
Shut up.
That I had access to years ago, but he's probably still using them.
Shut up. Okay?
I'm just, man, I'm concerned for your safety.
No, you're not. None of y'all care about me or my family.
Well, that's just weird. Oh, yeah. The G.I. Joe references remind me. So, last Sunday was the 20-year anniversary of the first issue of Devil's Due's G.I. Joe.
Oh. Oh, wow.
That simultaneously seems like a long time and not enough time. Seriously, only 22 years old, Paul?
Say what? Sorry, I missed that. I heard 22 years old.
I'm saying it's not possible that 20 years has gone by.
It's really weird, isn't it? Like, I didn't think much about it until I saw Sam's post on Instagram.
Yeah, I had the same thing.
And I was just like, wow, 20 years already? I mean, that was like the difference between when the comic was actually running and when we came out with it. You know?
Yeah, fuck that part. Like, now it's as long as, like, between the Marvel G.I. Joe number one
and
your first number one.
Right. And it's like, so does that mean there's going to be, like, a Devil's Due revival coming out soon? You know?
Only if they pay me.
But yeah, so that was kind of neat to think about for a minute. And it's what got me actually working in comics. And it's how I met a lot of people. Like Mike. And all of you, actually. Well, not Addison, I met him later, but...
Yes, I do have to thank G.I. Joe for meeting you.
Is there, so you know how, like, when we were putting out G.I. Joe, and they're like, this sucks, it's not Larry Hama.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't all that.
No, but there was, it definitely was a thing.
Yes.
Is there, like, hyper weird guys who are like, this sucks, it's not Josh Blaylock writing this issue?
There was a comment in Sam's Instagram post that said they wish Devil's Due still had the license.
Hmm.
Which, for a long time after IDW got it, there was like so much happiness about the fact that Devil's Due didn't have the license anymore. So I found that kind of weird. And also, I mean, not that, you know, just to touch upon the weirdness of the fact that, I mean, the first issue of a comic book about an elite anti-terrorist task force comes out the day after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked before about how weird that was, because obviously there's no way we could have stopped that or planned it, you know?
Well, obviously, it's because it was an inside job.
Right, exactly.
Devil's Due was hired by the CIA to create propaganda that would come out the day after national. This is it. Oh, Josh is looking like this. I'll wait for you to get to the jet fuel can't burn that hot.
It was
that's true also.
It was a false flag with 2 G's operation.
Yeah. If you take Josh Blaylock's name and pull the words around
it spells inside job.
Yep, it's true. And I remember...
Do you remember when Butch came to our office and was like, thanks for your hard work?
Was that one of those days I was sick?
Did you mean cheating? No, I'm...
Whoa, that is the worst! George, everybody in the world does a George Bush impression!
He's like, here's a cover I did.
No, that's not him at all!
I did a G.I. Joe cover.
No.
It's me standing in my shower.
Wait, you almost went into Schwarzenegger there.
It's President Schwarzenegger. I'm going to congratulate you. On this excellent.
Why did Schwarzenegger go, yeah? Like he's Irish all of a sudden.
Yeah. Welcome.
I don't like this.
Oh, boy.
That's Norm's inside job.
Deborah!
No, stop it!
I was remembering the other day that first few years, especially like on our message board and stuff, things were very strange because...
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I mean, we start off right from the get-go with a major American tragedy. And then we invade... What, we invaded Afghanistan first, right?
Yes.
And then we invade Iraq.
Dad, I'm laughing at the fake account I had on that message board just to antagonize G.I. Joe fans.
Roller Destro?
Roller Destro, R.I.P.
Wait, so what was the first event in that G.I. Joe book?
Nanites? I think. Because I'm trying to remember now. It was Destro's son comes back as Destro, but I don't think that's revealed right away.
Spoilers.
Yeah, that's a big spoiler.
20-year-old spoiler, come on.
It was a big spoiler. You fucked it up for me.
I'll be honest.
Because I never read it while I was there.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I was working there and I didn't read any of those comics.
I never read any of those comics.
I believe the first arc had to do with nanites, and I don't remember exactly what the point of them was. It was something suitably cartoonish.
It had to do with Zartan's daughter's butt, according to the covers.
Well, yeah, that too. That's right, because we started out with all those like J. Scott Campbell covers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I only started reading it when I was allowed to be part of the reboot.
When you slipped in Snake Eye's real name?
That was late. That was separate. But when we did the Stefano Art Powers.
Oh, was that the Reloaded?
Yeah. No, not Reloaded. That was... Reloaded was... What's that Republican dude that wrote it? George Bush.
Dick Cheney?
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Chuck Dixon?
Yeah, Chuck Dixon.
That wasn't Reloaded?
Reloaded.
Right, yeah, because that was the one where it was kind of confusing because Matrix Reloaded had come out, and then we came out with this, and it was called Reloaded.
And what was the one that I did layout for? It was like the secondary title. That was Reloaded.
I thought Reloaded was the alternate universe one, like the reboot.
It wasn't a different universe. It was just like in the future. They just keep reloading it.
Because we still had the main title going that wasn't Reloaded. I think Reloaded was supposed to be like the grim and gritty version or whatever.
I don't remember. I know that. Daryl Banks drew the issues I laid out for him.
Okay. No, Reloaded was not. That was a different one. That was the Chuck Dixon.
Okay. Did Adi Granov do covers for that?
I want to say we had Adi Granov do something.
Mine was called America's Elite.
Is that what finished off the series? Like it switched to that title?
That's what killed it? Yeah, that was when we got...
Or was that the side thing that was, like, just short stories and stuff?
No, it was... We rebooted...
That was G.I. Joe Battle.
We got a new issue one, America's Elite.
Okay.
And we restarted the series with the number one.
What was the...
But didn't we still end on an issue 55 or something like that?
What's that?
Didn't we still end on, like, an issue 55? Like, the last Devil's Due issue? Like, we wound up going back to the regular numbering or something, didn't we?
Did we?
I'm trying to remember, dude. God, that was a long time ago. Hold on, let me see. I still got some old files from when I start lettering it, so let's...
I was reading G.I. Joe Devil's Due, and I wrote Devil's Dud.
I used to do that all the time.
Special Missions.
That was the...
That's the one-offs.
One-offs. That's the one that I killed.
But we had something called...
That's the last issue.
We had something called Battle Lines or something, too, didn't we?
Well, Battle Lines was the handbook.
Battlefront.
How many books did we do? I hate this.
Okay, so, yeah.
I quit G.I. Joe.
We actually did end on an issue 36, so I don't know what the renumbering affected.
Oh, yeah, and then we had Declassified.
Which one was that?
That was like a Grunt and all those guys. Like flashback kind of thing.
It sounds like you want a lot of number one issues.
That doesn't sound like anything anybody would ever do ever.
Oh, not to mention the spin-offs like Storm Shadow and stuff that we had. Which Storm Shadow was Larry Hama written, I think, right?
Yeah.
And I think I lettered the last issue of that.
Oh, Frontline's the one that Larry wrote too, wasn't it? Wasn't it like the back to basics old team? Yeah, Frontline. Because Dan Jurgens drew it. It was Dan Jurgens.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Jurgens and Larry Hama.
Wow.
And nobody bought it. Because they loved Larry Hama so much and demanded that he be back on G.I. Joe, so they didn't buy it at all.
But they bought IDW's when they brought him back for that and started the renumbering from the Marvel numbering.
Yeah, they just didn't like us, dude.
Well, to be fair, Hasbro didn't like us.
Hasbro hated us, and I hated them.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
And, I mean, it was a very narrow timing that we wound up with the license anyway, because the guy that wound up in charge of the brand was going to relaunch the comic book himself, but we got to it first and already had the contract signed.
Who's the guy I hated so much who was, like, in my face at that bar meeting I had with him is dead, so I'm cool now.
He's dead?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think Plesaritz, he was in charge of Hasbro, I think.
But there was, like, the brand manager guy that came on.
Yeah, you guys didn't like him, but I didn't care.
Well, here's my first issue 28. G.I. Joe Elsinore? Yeah. Tim started drawing it.
Who was drawing the Storm Shadow series? Or there was a Snake Eyes spinoff first, wasn't there?
So Storm Shadow was he's really good.
So good you forgot.
That's a long time ago, man.
I remember every single thing.
Well, then you give the details.
I wasn't there, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I was the first guy to quit.
Idiot. I mean,
I was an idiot?
You should have stuck around, man.
Inside was Marky Robinson. That's not who I
was
remembering.
Oh, hey, I forgot about this. Speaking of Larry Hama, remember when we almost did a Larry Hama original comic?
Oxido?
Yeah.
We did do that.
We didn't do a full-on issue, did we? Like, actual published?
I thought we did a whole issue.
I thought we did a I thought we did like a preview or...
Pablo took a very long time drawing said comic.
Issue 7 of Storm Shadow is Ryan Brown.
Whoa,
isn't that weird?
Oh, right, that's how we know him.
I thought his first gig was that weird horror
which
is about cornfield.
What does that G.I. Joe issue look like?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know.
I need to look at that.
But Sean Murphy did the covers for Storm Shadow before he was superstar Sean Murphy.
Are you talking about, was it Haunted Caves?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's it.
Was that Ryan Brown?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, let me look at that. I've got files for that. Oh, yeah, I guess that is Ryan Brown.
Yeah, it was like one of his very first things. That logo was so fucking bad.
Who made it?
I think they did.
2008.
Motion picture.
I don't think it ever was it?
Yeah.
Caves.
I lettered that. Yeah, okay. That's why I have files for it.
That lettering is jank.
It probably was. It's one of my early jobs, dude.
How many Devil's Due books have soon to be a major motion picture on the cover that never happened?
I think they actually did do the Haunted Maze one, though.
Like, yeah,
I think I've seen that movie since.
Haunted Maze?
Are you thinking Maze Runner?
Or Haunted Caves, whatever it was, you know.
Haunted Caves. But there's no cave on the cover.
I feel like I would have seen a movie called Haunted Maze.
It's called Haunted Caves, but there's no cave on the cover, just the corn maze.
Right.
That was supposed to be a major motion picture, right?
I remember y'all talking about that.
That's what I'm saying. I think that Haunted Maze, I think they retitled it to Haunted Maze or something like that.
Like the maze, like was it Michael Stevens' Haunted Maze?
I don't remember. I just sort of vaguely remember seeing a movie about that.
To call it, because it really does sound like you're going to Michael Stevens' Haunted Maze. Come on out to Highway 9 for Michael Stevens' Haunted Maze. We promise he won't touch you.
It's his own thing. It used to be called the Haunted Caves. But there was no cave.
There was no cave. Michael doesn't have a cave. He has a maze.
We were sued. We were sued when there is no cave to be found.
Yeah, something like that.
All admission fees go to the legal fund of Michael.
Tim did more next letter, she should still put on there soon.
Doesn't he?
Has it not been an X slash movie? No.
No.
I feel like there have been like 12 of them.
There have been like 12 scripts.
It's still
what?
It's still the X slash.
I thought he was still doing that. I thought he was still doing some stuff.
Hackslash? Yeah, I lettered something, a short story for a collection earlier this
year.
Oh, but that's for the omnibus.
Right. Well, we just did a series like last year or the year before.
John, you don't know things.
Has anybody done a book called Omnibus? It's like but it's about like super confusing. A bus of all buses. Yeah.
Omnibus. Wait a minute.
Omnibus?
I feel like when discussions like this happen, Commissioner Gordon goes on top of the police department and shines the Ryan Brown signal into it.
I like that because you went away in the day, but also, that's not anything. Here's a story. Like, that's. No one's like, that's a fucking good idea. It seems a good idea, so it's Ryan Brown. In the front is just Freddy driving the bus. It's just fucking filled with Winslow.
Yeah, it's just nothing but, it's just a Carl Winslow delivery system.
Ryan's like, I don't even like Winslow that
much. I don't like Family Matters. I don't know why you guys think I like Family Matters so much.
But the bus was just It was a bus that was all buses that was filled with a science magazine from the 80s.
Oh, Omnibus, I get it.
Yeah.
So, okay, sorry, I'm still looking through files. Were we working with Brown in 2007?
Yeah.
I think you were.
But we didn't know who he was.
Because I have a convention exclusive... I have a convention exclusive cover for G.I. Joe America's Elite that's got Brown's signature on it.
It just sounds really funny. It kind of just sounds like he just came in and started drawing the book and you didn't know
it. We were hiring him to do things, and the first time I actually really got to know him was at a Challengers 24-hour comic.
That's how I met him.
Where I sat next to him. And I was like, oh, this dude's hilarious. Look at this fucking shooting drawing.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And then later he was like, I drew books for you guys. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, haunted caves. I was like, why?
Also, what's haunted caves?
Yeah, you mean haunted maze? Haunted maze? Oh, I put that together.
Yeah, I don't remember recognizing Brown as Brown until the he was online publishing, you know, God Hates Astronauts and shit.
I thought it was like a C2E2 or something like that. I had no idea he was even from Chicago.
Huh. The strange history of Ryan Brown.
He gets weirder.
I had his t-shirt and was wearing it to the show. I was like, oh my god, you're the guy who made his t-shirt.
Well, all right, then. So,
get away from me.
Yeah. Seriously.
So, I don't know. Mike might remember. I'm not sure if the rest of you will. But it was, again, going back to those first couple of years, do you remember how, like, we were getting the real rah-rah kind of jingoist kind of people showing up? But then we were also getting the people that were, like, America deserved it showing up.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I distinctly remember that because I had to moderate the damn thing.
Moderate what? Oh, the message board.
Right.
No, I only went on there to annoy people, remember?
Yeah, and I let you do it. I could have shut you down. But at that point, I'm like, they deserve it.
Josh found out about it, right?
I don't know.
I think he did. I think he told me this stuff.
I mean, he might have eventually.
And then I quit!
If I can't boost up there, I quit. It's the only thing that brings me joy.
It's the only thing I love.
Oh, my God, love.
But, and the message board is
There's somebody listening right now is like, motherfucker!
I fucking hated that Destro!
Finally, I know who Roller Destro is.
Roller Destro? Wait, you are Roller?
Oh, sorry.
And I think the message board was how we wound up hiring Brandon Jerwa.
I can't stop laughing because every time I hear Brandon Jerwa's name, I just hear about how brutally John Layman just fucking destroys him. And he says they're friends. But he is so mean to Brandon Jerwa. Yes.
Huh.
He is so mean to Brandon Jerwa. He says things about Brandon Jerwa that I'm just like... But I guess that's his humor. I mean, he has that, like, fake internet war with... What's his name? Tom Payer? Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like I do with Burnham.
I haven't heard anything about Jerwa in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. He was going to make that documentary, remember?
Because I contacted him because I was halfway kicking around writing a book about Devil's Due.
Mm.
And I contacted him just because he was working on that documentary and I wanted some tips on how to approach people for interviews and stuff.
I went to look up his Twitter, and his Twitter's out of lockdown.
Uh-oh.
He's too
trapped. It's probably because of Layman. It's like, please, goddamn. What have I done to you?
He's narrative director at Funko.
Really? Narrative?
Wait, what is narrative?
There's a story? When I think of Funkos,
do they have like bio cards on the back of the box?
Yeah, I do not think of like a cohesive universe.
Get ready for the Funko Metaverse on are they trying to Lego things?
Sounds
weird.
Oh, I don't hire something. You're fucking kidding me. Oh,
it wasn't
looking good, but like
let me find. Thanks.
Ah, fuck.
I'm sorry.
I missed the part that's everybody's agonizing over.
Norm MacDonald died.
Oh, yeah.
I still, like, the highest achievement in comedy. There are two highest achievements in comedy. One is Gilbert Gottfried doing the Aristocrats. And the other is Norm MacDonald at the roast of
that's
the space from
Full
Pass.
Bob Saget.
Or Stamos?
Yeah, because I saw people posting it again.
Yeah, Bob Saget. His thing, Bob Saget is the best thing I've ever seen anybody do.
The worst part about him dying is that today he would have the best joke about him dying.
It's so true. What was his movie, Dirty Work? Was that what it was?
Yeah.
That was phenomenal also.
I've never seen the whole thing.
Holy shit, you're kidding me. That seems like your kind of movie.
There was always something, sometimes he got mean-spirited, I thought, and I was not in the mood for it when it came out. That was the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't into it. And also, it wasn't like Artie... What's his face? The guy that blew his nose off with cocaine? Artie used to be on Howard Stern. Wouldn't he in that movie too?
I remember there was a bit part with Adam Sandler and Gary Coleman that was amazing.
I remember Norm MacDonald, but I guess I didn't think much of him one way or the other, because I'm not that familiar.
No, it was like a rogues gallery of dickholes. Like, in the best way. Norm MacDonald, Artie Lang. And Chevy Chase.
It's about getting revenge on assholes. I mean, I think that's... They just filled it with assholes.
Nothing but assholes. Did it have a script by Richard Matheson?
No.
I know it didn't.
Did you?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you did.
Because I'm reading the book. And his last major feature screenplay was the biopic about L. Frank Baum that starred John Ritter.
Oh, I've never seen that.
It was 1990. I don't remember it either. It was a made-for-TV thing, apparently. NBC, I think. But it had John Ritter, Rue McClanahan, and Annette O'Toole in it.
Annette O'Toole has that whatever thing where you can remember every day of your life.
Photographic memory?
No, it's called something else.
Eidetic?
Yeah. So you can remember everything.
Huh. So
and she wrote to Michael McKean.
She should be somebody that should actually be providing, like, history facts and stuff for the course of her lifetime.
You can tell her, you can ask her a comedian. She'll tell you about her.
Mm-hmm.
That is real close to being a curse.
Well, it's a real big. Because, like, it's crystal clear when family members die. Like, the stuff that you're supposed to have made away with. Yeah.
This is, like, the theme of Strange Days.
She's in that. She's in that with the author.
She's she then squids so that everybody can suffer as she suffers.
Cold brew today! I remembered it. McClanahan!
Out! McClanahan!
Okay.
Okay.
So,
Frank, I bought a house on Friday.
Yeah, I saw. Congratulations, man. Looks like a nice house.
Thanks.
I like that staircase view from, you know, top down.
You're not invited, though.
Okay. I'm not a vampire, Sean. You can't stop me from coming inside just because you don't invite me.
Whoa! Really? Really? That means... So you just walk into his house?
Mm-hmm. You don't know what kind of friends I got.
I mean, you know, you might be able to, like, home alone me or something, but that's about it.
Not, I think in somebody's house uninvited doesn't, like, make you not a vampire. It just makes you an asshole.
Yeah, it makes you a criminal.
I like to see you try again.
I didn't say what time of day I was going to do it.
What the fuck? This is really scary.
I will blow up my fucking house.
That's how much he doesn't want you in there, man.
Fair enough.
Stay away from
him. I don't want him in there either anymore.
Yeah, Porter keeps talking about this crank person she talks to at night.
Oh, God.
Well, now you just made it weird.
I was just thinking more of like a spooky ghost thing. You guys made it weird.
Oh, gee, I'm a vampire.
It's like when kids talk about, like...
That's the worst George W. Bush I've ever
That really about. Is terrible.
Like when kids talk about talking to their grandparents passed away.
Who's your hobby?
But anyway, yeah. Kidding aside, congratulations. Looks like a nice place. I'll never be there. You're welcome.
I need to
pull out my kitchen. Did you say a pull-out kitchen?
Pull out my kitchen. Demo.
What's wrong with it?
He's old.
Sanford is back. He won't do it. That looks like doing work on this.
Somebody's hinting.
Just, yeah, buy a bunch of beer and pizza and have a pull-out party.
That's right.
How
many cycles are you going to have?
Not my favorite movie.
Oh, jeez.
You're
actually Yeah, I was just kidding at first, but now you fucking stay home, dude.
So there's a convention in Cincinnati this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You going?
I don't think so. I looked at the list of artists and stuff, but they didn't have a full list, but I only saw like a couple of people I knew.
I canceled my show in Kentucky last week.
Oh, that's right. I saw other people posting pictures from that.
There's a lot of artists at these conventions that
canceled. Well, I mean, the Beastmaster canceled, and there wasn't any reason to go at that point.
Fair enough.
I feel bad for Sandy Watkins, the rivalist.
Yeah, Mike Patton just canceled everything.
It's just weird. Like, I mean, supposedly, I was reading the website for the convention in Cincinnati this weekend, and you know, they were saying that they're requiring all attendees to wear masks and stuff, which I think is a good thing. And but it's still like, I mean, locally we're not exactly, you know, out of the woods yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not sure I want to spend that much time in a crowded convention center with people, whether they got masks on or not. Like,
mm-hmm.
And now they're waffling on whether or not booster shots are necessary, which is just kind of confusing, you know?
I have not heard that.
Yeah, the CDC is saying that they're not in the administration and the FDA are saying they are.
Is it necessary? It's just a question of when.
Right, but I'm saying that for the timetable they're currently trying to roll them out in, you know.
But like, it's a flu shot kind of situation.
Right. I mean, essentially, we're probably going to have to deal with this forever now. Like, unless they come up with some magic way of targeting it and exterminating it or something.
There's a magic way.
Yeah. We could eradicate it and stop it from mutating. That would be a possibility.
But I mean, it's not even just here. I mean, you got to look at it worldwide. Is that really feasible?
Yeah. Eradicate it. We could do it with this.
I mean, they're still like, you know,
pretty simple concept.
I mean, we actually got rid of smallpox, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, worldwide, there's no recurring cases of smallpox?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it's possible.
Usually, but they're really small.
Well, that's the thing,
the
eradicate thing. Yeah. That's the story.
Right.
Plague is something that's really, we just finding cows every once in a while now.
Right. Did we get rid of mad cow disease?
I mean, I'm sure they still get peed every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. No, very angry cow.
Hmm.
You've met anyone from obviously they have.
But anyway, my point being in that saying what I was saying before is
that a point?
It's that the, you know, this public disagreement between departments is causing some sort of confusion here, you know, about whether or not, you know, whether or not and when we should be getting boosters.
Yeah, the idea of going to a convention, a place where 75% of the time I come home sick from, no matter what, just doesn't sound like it's not on my menu anytime soon.
I mean, think of how much the etiquette's had to have changed, like, you know, the handshaking and stuff, which I didn't want to do anyway, but the physical contact with other people, the, you know, having to mask and stuff.
I see. I want to build one of those, you know, those, like, display walls that you make at your table that Mike has, like, those
prints?
Yeah, but what are those,
grid walls. The grid wall.
I'm just going to get one of those, but a huge piece of plexiglass.
Oh, like they have a grocery store?
Yes.
And then put it in front of your table?
Yeah, just in front of my table. Like a little slot that I can like push out comics and prints.
Not a terrible idea. I mean,
plug it out. And then it's just a full tent with like a air purifier behind in my face.
You're like the backyard in YouTube.
Yeah, it's like in a hazmat containment field. Oh. I can't hear anything over the generator pumping out your table has those like gloves that you put your arms through so that people can hold up the prints and books and look at them on the other side. Every once in a while I just fill those gloves with hand sanitizer. Can I just do that so people don't put drinks on the table?
See, we're coming up with convention plans for the future, you know, like, and the future is now, so.
The future. Tomorrow's future today.
Yeah. If you ask me where I'll live, I say tomorrow.
Well, I did hear that people at the convention they were having to deal with disgruntled people at conventions. It was shocked that they were angry when meeting creators. They had to meet creators with their masks on.
Oh, really?
The creators had their masks on.
Oh, well, then you got fucked the fuck off.
Yeah, oh, they're idiots. Yeah, there were people complaining.
I'm going to update them.
I'm not going to fucking squeeze on.
I think if anybody could pull space on helmet off, it'd be you, Sean.
I think he meant something by that.
I think you're starting to start shit.
Like I'm a cool guy and you get carried.
Shut up.
200th person on the moon.
In space, you can't hear Sean scream.
I don't think it's been checked.
Oh, like 20-something,
right? There's been a stunningly small amount of...
24. Turns out rockets are really expensive. 24 people. So I'll be 25, baby. Immediately, we get you into custody for killing your crew on the way.
Oh, yeah. You thought we weren't going to notice you're trying to sneak into the moon?
They'll never catch
you. You will.
Exactly.
He thought he was slick.
Yeah, he might still pull it off.
He's not going to pull shit off as long as I'm around.
He's just going to do it, what was it, Tommy Lee Jones style and space cowboys. And just have to get halfway there.
Oh, no. So you don't plan on coming home then, is what you're saying?
I'm space baby.
What?
I'll be reborn.
He's gonna sneak onto one of the.
I'm a space baby, baby.
Space baby, baby.
On one of the rocket tests, and then when
no
one's looking, he's going to jump out and give a good kick.
What was
the thing in space cowboys that they're trying to stop? It was a satellite that was coming down that needed to get fixed.
Somehow wasn't
it? I think they were asking, like, why weren't they going to just let it turn up, and it turns out to be like a weapon satellite or something.
I took a first date to that movie, and then the movie ended, and we went home, and then I had to call and apologize for that movie.
You didn't have to.
I felt like it.
Well, I did, because he also had to apologize for the date.
That was rude, dude. What's up with you, man?
I was just emulating you. I learned it from you, Mike.
Do you guys think that's something I would say?
No.
Wait, what the fuck? Did you say anything?
I learned it from watching
you. What you
say, new
boy?
Anyway.
Okay, that's 6 nuclear missiles. That's what
I'm about. That's a weird number of missiles for a satellite to have. Because you wouldn't think it'd be able to launch more than one.
It's one for every continent, but...
I did apply for a creator's pass to C2E2, but I haven't heard anything back yet.
I ought to do that.
Do you still not know if you're even getting a table there or not?
I've never asked for anything. I probably should if I want to, but I didn't know if I was going to go.
Well, I'm still not sure I'm going, but I figure I might as well request the pass.
I could have told you that.
The cutoff date's October 10th, I think, for that stuff. Anyway, I don't know about tables or anything.
I know you're not coming.
I don't know. It just depends on where things are at then, you know? I mean... everything's uncertain right now. So they put a bunch of riff tracks I hadn't seen before up on Amazon recently.
Which one?
Well, the funniest one was probably Breaker Breaker.
That's a, you know what that is? That Breaker Breaker feels like an episode of the A-Team without the A-Team in it.
Kinda, yeah, kinda.
It's weird that that's a full, like, a feature-length movie.
Yeah, it's a lot of... I don't know how exactly to even express it, because it's a lot of just sort of Chuck Norris running around.
Yeah.
Or driving around, as the case might be. He does have that sweet van with the eagle airbrush on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's non-mustache Chuck Morris. Norris, sorry. Which is kind of weird. But, yeah, that one was probably the funniest out of the ones I watched. But they also put up Dinosaurus. And Bloody Pit of Horror was pretty funny. Astro Zombies was pretty funny, which I also learned a thing from Astro Zombies that I never knew before.
About the director?
Well, the writer. Will Rogers was one of the writers on that. So, I never knew that before. And, let's see, did I say Contamination? They also put that up.
Yeah.
And that was pretty good. And all, and of course, you know, Rep Brown's Your Hunter from the Future.
That's so boring, that movie.
Yeah, but the riffs on it were pretty fun. And also Blood Theater.
Blood Theater is great without Rep Drax.
I don't know about great.
I can't believe that movie is a thing.
Blood Theater?
Yeah.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, dude. But yeah. And then I watched an old, or I think it was like a late 80s movie that I had never seen before called, Spookies?
No! Not Spookies!
Yeah.
No, not Spookies!
Yeah?
Spookies is bad.
It is bad, but have you ever read about the backstory of Spookies?
Yeah, Spookies is crazy.
Like, the way it got made was just kooky. Like, I do
it's like two movies put together, right? Or two or three movies put together?
Yeah, they went back and filmed the whole, like, beginning segment and, like, some interstitial stuff that had to do with it. And just sort of stitched it into the, what was already existing footage.
And they made the whole, movie in the first place because that person died and the person that owned the house, like, was like, okay, you can do whatever you want here.
And it, I do have to give it props. They threw a lot of, like, practical monsters in there. Practical effects monsters and stuff.
Sure.
I mean, I haven't seen that many monsters in one place since, like, Monster Squad, you know? Or something. Or Saturday the 14th.
Have you seen Saturday the 14th lately?
Several years ago I rewatched it. I loved that movie when I was a kid, man.
I seem to remember liking it a lot, too. But that movie is really bad.
It's dumb, but it's not terrible, you know? It's definitely watchable. But yeah. And then, tell me if I'm right on this. Would you say Predators was just an update of Most Dangerous Game?
Predators is the same movie as the first one with a bunch of people in it.
Right. Well, I mean, even the first one, though, like, it was just an update of Most Dangerous Game, right?
Sure. I'll give you that.
But I think it's a successful update where they actually put a twist on it and made it aliens instead of other people hunting people. But, I saw Predators, which I remember watching Predators when it came out, and I was lukewarm on it. And I guess I'm still lukewarm on it, but it's not terrible.
Action. Oh, okay.
How is
it?
Predator.
Predator.
The Predator. The Predator. That's the newest one.
Yeah, I was thinking Bug Predator.
Which one's that?
That's the newest one.
2018,
the Predator.
I don't know if I saw that one or not.
It's a movie that you can see all the scenes of where they redid the whole movie.
Okay.
Is it fucking 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I guess so. We should probably wrap up, huh?
I'm just like, I need to start my page. And I look at that shit. I'm going to die.
Okay, well, just to finish off my movie talk, I also watched Daredevil and Elektra back-to-back.
Why?
Because I didn't I never saw Elektra, and I didn't remember Daredevil that well.
That's not a reason?
It was good enough. I mean, Daredevil was still pretty bad. For a lot of reasons, Daredevil's just not a very good movie. I didn't think Elektra was all that bad, though.
Daredevil has moments.
Yeah, but mostly it seems real uneven. I don't think it was a good casting choice to put him as Daredevil. And because I mostly he just plays it so flat through the whole thing. Like, I don't know. But Electra wasn't too bad.
See, she in my head is a terrible.
It was watching that was a lot like watching an episode of Alias or something to me. So
just like not the girl next door.
There you go. So yeah, we should probably get wrapping up though. Do we have any email, Mike?
Who are you?
I'm John Romita.
That was a weird one too. Gmail.
That reminds me, we should probably change the Gmail password.
Kenneth from Denmark wrote, "Hi, Crank, Mike, and other fine folk. I want to apologize for not writing
a lot." Don't feel bad.
"About a month and a half ago, I got a small infection that turned into a big nasty."
Oh, no.
I feel your pain.
"A hospital stay and a lot of penicillin later, and I'm finally..." Jesus Christ, dude.
I wasn't that bad.
Well, we're happy you're alive, Henry.
Yeah.
And thank God for the Danish medical system or whatever.
But, you know, I mean, really? You're going to let that stop you from writing in?
"So while I didn't spend a lot of time listening to podcasts while sitting in bed all those weeks, I did watch..." I'm not going to.
What?
"Babylon 5 Remaster."
Okay.
The science fiction classic from the 90s was remastered a few years back. While they unfortunately didn't redo the 25-year-old CGI. What's the point? What did they do?
Exactly. Certainly they didn't fix the story or...
While they didn't redo the 25-year-old CGI done on an Amiga machine, the actual film has been cleaned up and looks great. I don't give a fuck about what.
I will say,
wasn't that the first show to have CGI ships and stuff in it?
No, that's exaggeration. Those physics are pretty cool.
The first four seasons, which was the story JMS, always planned, still holds up really well, while the fifth and final season is just okay. Highly recommend it for a watch or rewatch.
False.
Well, you've been...
That's the infection talking.
You've been overruled, Henrik.
How many seasons of that one, by the way?
I guess...
About eight.
Fifth. There's five.
Feels like way more. I mean, I did sit through about 40 million seasons of every Star Trek.
Right.
Babylon 5 is way better than Deep Space Nine. You motherfucker. But, like, Deep Space Nine is absolute trash. So, there's no...
If you can actually sit through a full rewatch of The Next Generation, you can make it through Babylon 5.
I did. Next gen is good. It has redeeming. It is not. You'll enjoy that experience.
Yeah, if you watch it once every week, like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
But if you try to like...
Oh, you're like binging Next Generation?
You're going to see three psychic wave episodes every four episodes.
Yeah, no, it's true. It was meant to be episodic.
It was meant to be never seen again.
Yeah, right. Well, it was definitely meant for syndication, but, yeah.
They were like, no one will get these on tape.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one?
Oh.
There's no one.
Schmigadoon. A couple with relationship issues decides to get camping in order to rekindle their relationship. They somehow end up in Schmigadoon, a strange town where everyone seems to be in a musical.
So much better than Babylon 5.
And they are told they can only leave if they find true love, which might not be each other. It's a fun show with a great cast, and the season is only 6 episodes, so it doesn't outstay its welcome.
Huh, I've never heard of it.
It's a fantastic show. The filming was interrupted at the end by COVID,
And so, like, there's a missing, like, two episodes at the end. It kind of just jumps to, well, we gotta wrap this up now. But it is really good.
What was it broadcast on?
Is that an Apple TV? Yeah, it's Apple.
Okay. Schmigadoon.
It has what's-her-face.
The actress with the eyes?
Yeah. She was in Wicked.
Pushing Daisies.
What is her dad's name?
Cicely Strong?
Yeah, Pushing.
The short one, the high voice.
Kristen Chenoweth.
Yes.
Like, one of her best performances ever in any. And she's done a lot of good performances. But she's amazing.
All right.
Also, Martin Short. Like, hanging in there. Doing a good job.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, that's kind of what I said when I saw it.
Who?
Martin Short.
Yes, he's still alive. He just started, he's in that new series.
Shading?
Yeah. Which is so good.
Huh.
That's a good show.
No, no singing.
It's had a lot of singing.
Does it?
Yeah, he plays a director of Broadway. Like, some Broadway game off Broadway. Also, it's not short. He can't not sing.
Apparently, he can't die either.
What? What is wrong with you people?
I don't know. Okay, well, was that the end of the email?
That was it. Thank you.
Thanks for writing, Eric. I'm hoping you're feeling better by the time you hear this.
Don't be sick anymore.
Has anybody got anything in stores this week?
Me.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, let's see. From Blue Juice Comics, Ambani number 14 is in stores this week. I lettered that. The Rick and Morty Worlds Apart Volume 1 trade paperbacks in stores this week from Oni. And I can't remember if this was last week or the week before, but the, yeah, it must have been last week, because I think we joked about it. But I got copies of it in since then. The Rick and Morty versus Dungeons and Dragons collected, full collected edition. Omnibus, I guess you call it. That's probably still in stores, if you want to find it. It's a nice hardcover thing. Looks pretty. And, yeah, so probably other stuff there that will interest you as well in your comic shop. And, yeah. All right, then. So you can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. Mike's website is ihatemike.com. Go to battlepug.com. Sean Doves, and thank you for flying.com. Addison's at addisonduke.com. I don't know where Josh is. You know, he's floating around somewhere.
New guy doesn't have a website.
New guy. Okay. Are you hazing him?
I'm not. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, if you really want to relax, go get a body massage.
We're going to end this episode by shaving his head.
He's laughing.
Well, considering last week he stuck him in the finger with a needle, you know.
Look, I didn't. He volunteered.
That's because he's a new guy. He was wanting to impress you.
New guy didn't volunteer for the needle. That was Josh.
Oh, wait. Who's new guy?
New guy is Andrew.
Oh, I didn't even know there was somebody else there. I thought you were calling Josh new guy.
Why would I be called? Josh is a founding member of the studio.
How the hell should I know? I'm not there.
He's been here since the beginning.
Except for that little time
when he was.
I abandoned him.
That's why I thought it was a joke, because he hasn't been around much and now he's back, and so you were calling him new guy.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, there's a new guy, but we don't want to like force people to speak online in the internet if they don't want it. So.
Well, and that's very wise. He probably shouldn't.
When he's comfortable, he's going to announce himself and become a member of the Crankcast community.
Well, there you go.
No, it's not.
If Mike doesn't completely haze him off first.
I'm hazing.
Well, anyway, so hope you guys have a good lunch and everybody else have a good weekend, and we'll see you later. Goodbye.
Bye.